you can't get any relief in the city of Memphis from the heat. And it has been a converging point, if that makes sense, for transients. Of course, every city now is transient, but especially Memphis with the distribution centers. FedEx is headquartered there. Nike has a large distribution center there. Because of where it is located, it is great. The rail line intersects there. It's on the Mississippi River. There's a lot of, from a business standpoint, potentially good things about the city of Memphis. But it's really not a safe place to live. And I was mentioning that with the unfortunate incident with the runner, with the woman who went jogging. You have to know your environment. But of course, if she lived there her whole life, like is being reported, she was probably desensitized to it. Much like that reporter we've seen. We heard Mike Church play her this morning in his amazing coverage of this and his amazing viewpoint of it, which I'm just going to differ from a little bit, respectfully. And the idea, the reason she was crying, this reporter, is because the glass was shattered. She had become so insulated to the daily violence that had been taking place in Memphis that it just became another report on the newswire. So for some reason, maybe because it was a white woman like her or whatever, it shattered that glass, that bubble, however you want to describe it. I think you know what I'm saying. People have these protective places, these protective personalities or these bubbles that they create when they're in these areas. Oh, well, I live in the safe part, blah, blah, blah. Kind of brings it home. It kind of pulls the veil back on the fantasy. And that's a lot of people are figuring out in a lot of major metropolitan areas right now anyway. It's very interesting, though. I'll point this out, and I'm sure a lot of you are going to agree or disagree or whatever. You're going to have some kind of reaction, which is what I'm going for. A little weird. Now, we have two stories from Memphis. We never hear anything about Memphis. Why now? Why are we highlighting? Because I hate to say it this way. I'm not saying anything to minimize the death of this woman, Eliza, whatever her, this runner. I don't want to even say it that way. I don't want to minimize her death, but that happens a lot more than you think. And it happens every day in major cities across the country. Maybe because she was the heir to a billionaire or whatever. There's that angle. But that happens all the time. Why now? Why are we focusing on Memphis now? And then, I actually have a picture in front of that Sun Studios. Right there. Do you see that glass in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat? If you look at the wood door and then you look at that glass panel on the side, I have a picture of my dad and I in front of it because we had a layover in Memphis. So we got in a cab. The guy, he drove very quickly into Sun Studios because that area is not nice. Got out, we took a picture in front of it, and we drove away. But why are we focusing? What the fact that we had the incident with the jogger, and then we had this incident with this 19-year-old. This 19-year-old who was sentenced to 3 years from prison, but he was released early. And it's very, very weird that we have two stories that are so highly publicized about one place so close together. That kind of raises a little bit of an alarm for me. But 19-year-old Ezekiel Kelly driving around in a blue SUV with Arkansas plates on it, and people don't realize that Memphis is right on the border of Tennessee. It's there are two parts. There's Memphis, and then there's, I believe it's called West Memphis, that exists in Arkansas. You get into West Memphis before you actually get into real Memphis proper. So the fact that this guy wasn't even from Memphis is kind of strange. But the first thing is, oh, he was running around with a semi-automatic pistol. Well, as the armed Catholic, let me tell you, he shouldn't have had it. Why? Because you have to be 21 to own a pistol. But of course, I'm just saying, you know, gun laws and so forth and whatever the case may be. But the idea that, oh, well, it's an epic, you know, this epidemic of gun violence, they tell us. No, it's the fact that he was probably from a broken home, most likely from a broken home. He's grown up in this culture of death, whatever you want to call it. Probably raised, I'll use the term raised in public schools without respect for anything and anybody. So he exists with no focus. He exists with no foundation. So what is the one thing he knows? He knows social media. So he gets in his car and he live streams. Goes to the University of Memphis, and then he goes to a couple other places, and he's live streaming this thing the whole time, shooting people, causing fear and terror. Very, very, very indicative of where we exist in 2021. 22. I don't even know what year it is. But I'm just trying to unpack it here from a different point of view. That yes, does social media play a role in this? 100%. But I could argue that he will most likely have gone on that rampage without a camera. Without a camera. I mean, he carjacked a woman. We talked about this on Tuesday when we were talking about big cities and being and essentially looking at them as different countries at this point. Why do you need to go into a major city? That needs to be the question. Why do you need to go there? Now, you can spare me the cultural arts and food and all this other kind. None of that stuff is worth your life. None of that stuff is worth actually going into these places that have no control, that have DAs that are most likely progressive or communists that want to see as much chaos as possible so they can retain their own power. And they will not give you the ability to defend yourself. I've said it time and time again. If you are a person who is using a weapon to defend yourself, a gun to defend yourself, and you use it in a city, if you use a gun in Memphis, even though Tennessee's a red state, you're going to get in trouble. This dude, how long do you think this dude already got out? He was not supposed to be out on the street. He was sentenced to 3 years in prison. Maybe because of his age, I don't know. His attempted murder and other felony charges were dismissed. You know, when you give this kid no repercussions to his actions, of course, he's going to go out and do it. Also, why did he post it to Facebook? That's weird. Why do these shooters, in an age of YouTube, Twitter, live streaming, Snapchat, TikTok is the more popular app for kids in his age range, and he had a $2,000 smartphone on him, so he obviously could have signed into that. Why post to Facebook? Anybody else find that strange? Facebook is not the place for 19-year-old kids. Some of you guys are putting some interesting, and you're following my line of thinking there. Now, obviously, not every mass shooting or every shooting event is an FBI thing, but I do find it strange that YouTube is more popular than Facebook. Instagram, which is Facebook's sister company, is more popular than that. What is this guy doing using Facebook at 19 years old? Him growing up, Facebook isn't even the choice of Facebook hasn't been relevant in, what, 7-8 years? He was 11 the last time Facebook was really relevant. Yet he's going to do it there. Interesting. Now, of course, it was in South Memphis, and then people are going to say that that was part of it. But it didn't. It showed that he went to the University of Memphis. He went all over the place. There was no safe place. And I think that is the biggest issue, is that we have been more than happy to watch half of our cities and half of our societies decay. To rot. That's not my problem. That's the inner city problem. Oh, that's not my problem. That's a black problem. Oh, that's not my problem. That's this, that, and the other thing. Just keep pushing it away. Pushing it away. Well, eventually, it's going to catch up with you. You cannot wall this off. Oh, by the way, I think the South Africans are fantastic. I'm never going to South Africa. I love the South Africans. I know they're not listening to my show, and I'm not trying to say it. For just in my opinion, I'm not moving to South Africa. I'll move to the Czech Republic before I go there. Because the Czech Republic will let me keep guns. So, hey, what are you going to do? Czech Republic probably. Just something I heard on the early show with Fiorella. His victims, I have not seen in the multiple articles that I'm reading that they have talked about the victims. They say he killed 4 and injured 3. We have not gotten the actual race of the victims, if that's what you're going on. I know one. I watched him get out of the car, walk into a convenience store, and it looks like he pulled the trigger on a white lady. I don't know. I'm not confirming that. I'm saying because it was very quick. And then he moved on. So it's very interesting that we look at societal decay. Especially when it's in our own states, right? People want to scream local, local, local. And I agree. I am in agreement, local, local, local. People want to scream about it.